Well, Jane Ace had a talk with her brother Johnny about Mr. Ace's going out every night. And he told her that the way to hold on to her husband is to make him jealous. So Johnny is going to phone Jane tonight and arouse Mr. Ace's curiosity and jealousy. In the meantime, Mr. Ace has confided in Marge that he's been going out nights to sit for a portrait he's going to surprise Jane with. I've seen as the Ace's bungalow just after dinner. There goes the telephone, and here comes Jane to answer it. Listen.
Hello? Hello? Yes, this is Jane. Oh, Johnny, not yet. He's drinking his coffee. You can call me anytime tonight because he's not going out tonight. No, he's not tonight, but he said he was again tomorrow night. So you can call me anytime you want. What? What do you mean three times? Oh, I see. Oh, that's good, Johnny. Then you'll think a lot of different fellas are caught. Oh, I have to go now. Goodbye.
Who was that, then?
Oh, nobody. It was just nobody.
I mean, it wasn't Neil, was it?
No, it wasn't Neil. Listen, Marge, I want to tell you what I'm going to do tonight.
What?
Well, listen, come here. You know who that was on the phone? Johnny.
Johnny!
And not so loud. Johnny's going to call me up tonight like it was some fellas calling me up.
Like it was some fellas?
Yes. Now, don't you get it?
Don't I? Oh, I see. The old jealousy angle, is that it?
Yes, isn't it a scream? I'm surprised I didn't think of it before. Johnny says it's the only way to make him forget about that other woman.
I see. You've talked it over with Johnny.
Uh-huh, this morning. And he says that's the only way to make him jealous. Well, wait till he hears all these fellows calling me up.
All of them?
Yes, Johnny's going to call up each time like a different fellow.
No, I wouldn't overdo it.
What do you mean?
Well, he might get a little suspicious.
Oh, he doesn't know the first thing about it. The only thing is...
What?
Well, you know how he never does what I expect him to.
So you're afraid he won't fall for it, is that it?
I'm afraid he won't ask me who it was. So I thought if you could kind
of... Oh, now, Jane, leave me out of this.
Or you could help me.
How?
Well, I'm going to sort of talk around a little, you know, sort of without saying anything. And then when I hang up, he'll say, who was that? I hope.
I hope you can get your hope.
Yes, that's where you've got to come in. If he doesn't ask me, you say who was that.
Me? Oh, now, Jane.
Oh, please. I do it for you. Just say who was that. Is that going to hurt you?
Oh, well.
I mean, don't say it until we find out if he's going to say it.
I see. And how long shall I wait to see if he's going to say it?
Oh, we ought to give him about 10 or 15 minutes.
10 or 15 minutes?
Yes, you have to with him. You know how obsolete he can be sometimes.
I know. Well, I think he'll say it, Jane.
But if he doesn't now...
If he doesn't, I'll come to the rescue. But that's all I will say.
And that's all. You just leave the rest to me. Well, I better go in and clear away the table, or he'll be sitting there all night. I want him to be sitting out here. Oh, here you are, dear. Yeah. I was just going in to clear the table.
Oh, okay. And I was just going to light a cigar and read my paper.
All right. I'll be right back, dear.
Okay, Jane. Well, what's the joke?
Listen, Ace, things are going to happen here tonight, and you're expected to play your part.
Things? What things?
Well, Jane had a talk with Johnny about your going out every night.
She did.
And Johnny advised that she try the jealousy angle on you. He's going to be calling up here tonight, and Jane's going to sound like some admirers on the phone. Get it?
And I'm supposed to be the jealous husband? Is that the
idea? Well, the idea back of it is that you stop going out night.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll do all I can to spoil the little plan Johnny thought of.
Oh, now, don't you think you ought to act up to it?
Oh, I think it would be more fun if I just ignored it.
Oh, but you can't ignore it because I was just coached to ask who it is and you don't ask it.
Oh, I see. Well, you're going to have to ask it.
Well, I don't want to ask it. I feel like a traitor.
Well, let's let her worry a little while first, and then we'll just let matters take their course.
I'm afraid things are going to get a little confused if you don't say something, or I don't. She told me to give you 10 or 15 minutes in which to say it.
10 or 15 minutes? Uh-oh. Things are beginning to happen already.
No, that might be for me. I expect Neil to call me. I'll answer. Hello? Oh, this is Marge. Just a minute. Johnny's trying to disguise his voice.
Johnny?
Jane!
I'm going to be wrapped up in your newspaper here.
I still think it's a dirty trick to play on it.
Jane! Did you call me? Oh, it's the phone. Oh, why didn't you call me? I wonder who this can be.
Well, I see conditions in Europe are still as unsettled as ever, Marge.
Yes, I noticed that. Doesn't seem to be any end to trouble.
Oh, well, hello?
But I guess things will solve themselves in time, don't
you? Yes, they usually do. I've always found that no matter how dark the clouds seem to be...
Just a moment, please. Mark, please, nobody can hear a word I'm saying.
Oh, sorry. Hello?
I don't know what the papers would print nowadays if they didn't have poor Europe to pick on. I was just reading the other day
that... Oh, please, dear, can't you see I'm talking on the phone?
Yes, I see you're talking. I'm not disturbing you, am I?
Yes, you are. The least you can do is listen.
Listen?
Listen till I'm through.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. Make it snappy, will you?
Hello? Oh, hello. Yes, I should say this is a surprise. Foolish boy. Oh, you do not. Foolish boy. Wouldn't you like to know? Why, I've been right here all your life. Oh, you do not. Foolish. Where the bar then?
I was just reading in the paper the other day a story by some foreign correspondent.
What did you say, dear?
What?
Did you ask me who that was?
Oh, no, I'm talking to Marge.
Oh, I thought you said who was that on the phone.
Oh, I know who that was.
Yes.
You do?
Yes, that was Foolish. How is Foolish nowadays? I haven't seen Foolish in months.
Yes, but who is Foolish? That's what you don't know.
Don't I?
You left yourself open for that one.
Well, he doesn't know.
What was I saying, Marge? Oh, yes, about an article I read in the paper the other day.
Oh, shoot.
What?
Oh, nothing.
What did you say?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Oh, I was so surprised to get that phone call. Isn't it funny the people you don't hear from for such a long time, and he suddenly calls you up?
Yeah.
Well, that's life, I guess. We're only young once in a while, but it was a surprise.
Oh, these cartoons in the paper kill me.
Which one is that?
Oh, all of them. I mean, now you take this fellow Bungle. He gets into more trouble.
Oh, I like him. And Skippy, don't you?
Oh, yeah. He's one of my favorites. But I've been missing him lately. I've been so busy night that I haven't had time to read the papers all the way through.
Oh, you've been missing some good ones. The one last night where Skippy talks another kid out of money for his daughter.
Yeah, I like those.
They're awfully clever.
Yeah.
Oh, my, what a surprise I got. I can't get over it. Oh, the telephone. I wonder who this is.
Well, now, getting back to the situation in Europe.
Stop it.
Oh, hello? This is Jane. No, not Jane Sherwood. I'm married now. Oh, yes, I've been married over 5 years. My name is Jane Ace. I married Mr. Ace. He's in the real estate business, and we're doing pretty good. We've been living here almost 5 years now. Who is this? Who? Well, of all people. Silly. Well, how could I guess? I haven't seen you since... Oh, well, sure I remember that dance. Silly. Oh, any time. Hey, hey. What? Please, Mark, not so much noise. What'd you say? Oh, silly. All right. Well, goodbye then. Well, of all people. What?
Oh, all right. Jane, who was that?
Well, it never rained in my court. Two of them in one night.
Who was that?
What?
Who was that, or were they, or something?
Oh, that last one? Oh, well.
Oh, I see. Going to be secretive.
What?
Well, don't you want to tell us who they were?
Oh, I don't think anybody's interested, are they?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you.
Well, come now, Jen. After all, if you're going to make a game out of this, what?
Well, it's a game that two can play, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Well, what you don't know won't hurt you.
All right, then, you don't want to tell.
Oh, well, nobody's interested in what I do, but I was sure surprised. Well, you could have knocked me down with a fender.
There's an idea.
What?
There's nothing. I was just thinking.
Oh, there's no use trying to think. You wouldn't know him anyhow.
Wouldn't know who?
Well.
Well,
I tried to find out who it was. I did my best.
Oh, you wouldn't know him, Marge.
No, I wouldn't. He didn't seem to know much about you either, did he?
What do you mean?
He didn't know you were married?
No, he was so surprised.
And he didn't know your married name?
No, he was so surprised.
Until he knew how to look you up in the phone book?
And now he was... What?
I say he knew under what name to look you up in the phone book?
Oh, stop changing the subject.
Well, he must be psychic.
Yes, an old sidekick of mine. what did you say?
Nothing. I was just clearing my throat.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
What were you saying about conditions in Europe, eh?
Oh, yes. What was I saying now?
Something about an article you read somewhere by some foreign correspondent?
Oh, yes, some foreign correspondent. Who was it now?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes, I'd like to remember who it was.
Well, of all things, another phone call.
Why, aren't you popular?
Well, some people appreciate me, I guess. I wonder who this will be. So do I.
Well, we've had foolish and silly. Now who?
Hello? Well, of all people, hello. How are you? Well, this is certainly a surprise. Oh, crazy. Oh, I guess fine. Well, it's just been years since I saw you. What? Well, it seemed like years. Crazy. Oh, you. What? What did you say? Who? Who is this? Oh, excuse me. Marge is for you. It's Neil.
Well, Jane will have to do better than that if her plan to make Mr. Ace jealous is going to work out. We'll learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.